You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. And this time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on New Year's Eve, the 31st of December 2018, the final day of racing for the year. And we are at Lingfield, we're at Uttoxeter, we're at Warwick, and also over in Ireland we have a meeting at Punchestown as well. So join us for all the action on Racing Radio. It gets underway at 11:30 Racing Radio. You can listen online or via the William Hill app. My name's John Gibby, though Tom Morley, the racehorse owner, is with me on today's edition of the podcast. Hello, Tom.
Hi, John.
That sounded very proper.
I know, but I'm struggling. Oh, under the weather. Typical germs. This is the problem with Christmas, you see. You have to see people and they give you germs.
I was going to say, I mean, I don't think you'll take any offence to me saying that you're sort of one of the less social beings that I know, Tom. So for you saying you're catching germs, I'm thinking, where does that, you know, what chance does that give any of the rest of us?
Absolutely. I'm proud to be one of the less social people. So, yeah, but unfortunately one has to do one's duty at Christmas, doesn't one? So, yeah. And everyone seems to be ill down our way. It makes a change, though, because usually I catch something here. So this time I brought something.
It's like when they young people go to university for the first time, they all get ill because they're mixing with new people. That's like you, yeah, when you come to Racing Radio.
Absolutely. I pick up northern germs.
Right. Before we offend too many people, let's focus on racing on Monday, on New Year's Eve. And unsurprisingly, Tom, for your two selections on the day...
Lingfield. Absolutely, yes. And to be honest, do you know what? I was half tempted to pick my own horse that runs, but then it got drawn 12 for 12, so that threw that one out the window. So instead, we're going to the 115, a little 6 furlong. Well, I guess it's inferior, so 0-63 handicap, but there's a couple of non-runners, and bearing in mind that Storm Melody and Violet's Lads, this would be the second day on the trot that they're due to run. They may yet come out. Storm Melody's just won. Violet's Lads came second. My selection, anyway, in this is the top weight, D's Not Words. Plenty of reasons to like him. For a start, he's a multiple winner. He's had 12 victories. Admittedly, only 3 of them on the all-weather and none here. But there's lots of good news. He's in good heart. He won in November at Kempton, only £3 higher here. Last run was decent, and it was at this track. But it was over 7 furlongs, and it's back to 6 furlongs this time, a distance he's done the vast majority of his winning over. Good number of his track visits were when he was really struggling for some form anyway, so I don't think he's got any aversion to Lingfield. Also has the experienced John Egan on board, a man who knows him well and has won on him. So I think there's a lot to like about Deeds Not Words. And of the others, Mother of Dragons, never scored on the all-weather, needs to improve upon her first run back after a break. Storm Melody has just won, but we'll see if that one can test today. Violet's Lad, in the same boat, in good form, may well appear, may not. We'll have to watch the markets, early doors, see what happens. Billy Oaks won last time, but that was a bit out of the blue, not a natural follow-up contender. Red Invader tends to only be of interest when there's plenty of money for him, so watch the market. Hula Girl will need blinkers to work some magic to stop the regression. Gold Club needs to improve markedly from the first run back after a break. At Your Service was behind our selection at Yarmouth in the summer. And Deer Song is 1 from 52, so it'll be an unlucky day if that one foils our selection. So, Deeds Not Words for me.
Okay, well, that's Tom's selection in the 115. And your other selection, obviously also at Lingfield. And that, I believe, runs in the feature race, which is the next race on the card.
Indeed, the 150, the mile. And this is obviously a much better contest, 0-105 handicap. My selection here is Breathless Times. Now, sometimes there are horses that one just has on the radar and they stay on the radar. To be honest, I was pretty disappointed because he was withdrawn from the horses in training sales in October as he was on the must do everything I can to buy list. But sensibly, they withdrew him and he promptly went and won here over seven. Now, I think I always had him down as a sprinter, admittedly, and he did need every yard of that seven to get up to win the conditions race. And now Connections are stepping him up, obviously, even further. So that's the one question mark. And I would readily admit I wouldn't have been running him over a mile. I don't think, but Roger Charlton most definitely knows the time of the day, and I trust him, therefore, to have this right, and I would have been wrong. And seeing as I love the horse, it's a yes, and he's only three. So, again, we're looking at a young horse who's got, I think, plenty ahead of him time-wise, hopefully starting in this race. And if we look at the others, Arakanda mopping up a hat-trick on the all-weather over the turn of the year 12 months ago, clearly likes these conditions, but we haven't seen him since September. He's, to be honest, he spent the whole of the summer running pretty rubbishly. Elger Daphne's plenty to drop right, though is very proficient when it does, but a mile, big question mark there. Chevalier, good horse over the years, winning here this time last year, but he's still above that last winning mark. Irene Hart usually runs over seven, very consistent, but finds winning hard. Tough Remedy, other three-year-old in the race to our selection, up against tough rivals, I think, here compared to normal. And the same would apply there for Pure Shores, who's out of the handicap, and I think will find it hard in this company. So I'm going to go for Breathless Times to cope with the step-up in trip.
Could it be a winner for Jason Watson for his new boss, Roger Charlton? Tom Morley thinks so. Breathless Times in the 150 at Lingfield on Monday. Now, Tom, we've had your selections. Let's have a quick chat about some of the horses that you've got running in the next week. I hope you've got at least one or two, otherwise this could be a very short conversation.
It could be. No, well, there's a few out. I mean, Swift Approval runs in the 12:45 at Lingfield, and down in class, I would have thought he ought to have had a good chance, but he's been scuppered, I think, rather badly with draw 12 out of 12 for a horse that quite often goes forward as well. So that has perhaps ruined any optimism that I might have had. Me Too Nagasaki runs on New Year's Day at Southwell. To be honest, things haven't gone right since I bought this horse. He got ill, and I'm not convinced he's showing a great deal at home. So let's just hope he does more on the racetrack than he does at home. Be interesting to see if he handles that track. But first run in a long time, so bound to need to blow away some cobwebs, I'd have thought. Chelmsford on the 3rd. There should be, hopefully, a couple. Royal Berth and Jemira Bridge will be going in the sprint there. Royal Berth, first run for a long time. Probably, to be honest, it's a question of see what he does in the first two and three runs. If he doesn't show any sparkle, he'll probably be retired. Jemira Bridge, very disappointing overall, again, since I bought him last year. That'll be 2017 rather than 18. Hopefully the run the other day at Wolverhampton has got him a bit fitter and straighter and he can run a bit better. And then there'll be Shamshon of May run at Chelmsford as well in the slightly lesser grade handicap. Law unto himself, needs a quick pace, needs things to drop right, but certainly has ability, if somewhat quirky. And Becker, I think, will run at Southwell on the Thursday as well. And I keep thinking this horse should be winning every time it runs. So let's hope he handles the track. I think he might handle the track.
That was probably the most optimistic you sounded about any of them.
It's going to be a disastrous week then, isn't it? But I thought Becker should have won last time at Lingfield, and I was disappointed he didn't. And I thought Becker should have won the time before at Chelmsford, and I was disappointed he didn't. So let's hope it's not a hat trick of disappointments for that horse.
Well, join us on Racing Radio on New Year's Eve and throughout the week to find out if it is going to be disappointment or otherwise for Tom Morley and his string this week. We'll hope for some good success for you, Tom. 11:30 start on Racing Radio on Monday, and join us for the Daily Racing podcast tomorrow and throughout the year for all the latest on the day's racing and on Racing Radio. Tom Morley, thanks for being with us on the podcast today, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.